Film Week is coming up in just a few minutes. It's a very big week for movies. Kevin Costner, Diane Lane, and Leslie Manville star in Let Him Go, a thriller about Costner and Lane's efforts as grandparents to get their grandson back from a dangerous family. I talk with the biographer of a critically acclaimed new book on Cary Grant. It's Film Week coming up in fewer than 10 minutes. But Dan Wieke, national NBA writer for the LA Times, joins us. Dan, it doesn't look like you're going to be getting a very long offseason, nor will NBA players, as apparently they're going to be back on the court Christmas week. How did this deal come about?
Well, I think they just looked at the books, right? And they saw that there'd be over $500 million in revenue that would be sacrificed if they waited to come back around MLK weekend, which is another big NBA day. You know, so they looked at it. Christmas has long been sort of like the marquee day. Casual fans have always sort of referred to it as the unofficial real start of the NBA season. And then I think secondly, you know, it's an opportunity to kind of get back on a normal schedule. The pandemic and the shutdown this year, which forced the NBA to kind of finish their season up against the World Series, to finish their season, up against the MLB playoffs, to finish their season against the start of college football, against the NFL. And you know, it was really difficult on their television partners. Ratings were down. They were down for virtually all sports, but I mean, they were definitely spread out because there was so much happening at the same time. And, you know, a delayed start this season would mean not only, again, potentially coming up against the behemoth that is the NFL, but also the Summer Olympics.
And oh, yeah.
The league wanted to avoid that, and they wanted to try to get back on their normal schedule. And, you know, financially, there was too much at stake for the players to say, you know, we need the rest. They do need the rest.
Yeah.
They're just not going to get it.
So what does that mean for older teams like the Lakers, and particularly an older team that played to the very last game of the season in winning the championship? Are they going to be doing what the league euphemistically calls load management?
You know, it's funny. You think about it, and it's less than a month ago, you know, that the locker rooms in Orlando are filled with cigar smoke and champagne and, you know, that kind of weird championship smell. It's probably still in some of those jerseys, right? Like, it wasn't that long ago. And I think it's interesting. Look, I think the Lakers last year kind of stood up to load management, in stark contrast of it. There were guys that played through bumps and bruises, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, guys that could have, and quite frankly, critics like myself thought they should have sat out a lot of these games, that they could have taken a day off here or there to kind of look at a longer view. But that really wasn't how they approached the season. I do think that is going to have to change this year. But it's hard to know, right? The other tricky part in all of this is there was that pandemic shutdown too, right? So we've had guys sort of physical maintenance schedules have been completely upended in the last 10 months, right? With the season stopping, I'm sorry, 10 months, it feels like 50.
Yeah, right.
The last 7 months. With the season stopping in March and then guys kind of having to wait around to figure out when they would get back on the court, ramping up and then coming back and playing for, you know, 3 months and then stopping again for two. It's not the typical way that a guy like LeBron James kind of manages his body. Like, he has a pretty strict regimen, and that regimen has been upended. You know, he looked great in Orlando during the bubble, especially. He got stronger as it went along. I'm sure that his team, and he has a team. It's not just, you know, LeBron, you know, with a Peloton bike. Like, he's got people working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they'll adjust, but it's going to be a big adjustment for guys like him, certainly.
We're talking with Dan Wieke, the national NBA writer for the Los Angeles Times. The league and its players reaching an agreement to start the NBA season the week of Christmas so that those marquee day-long series of Christmas games will be able to be played. Give them a chance also to play a game or two in advance of that so they're not stone cold. There will be a training camp as well in advance. And Dan, is the plan to not use a bubble to play in the team's home arenas?
Yeah, that's the current plan. Like, that stuff hasn't fully been formalized or ironed out, but in talking to players and talking to union reps and talking to league people, nobody expects them to announce next week that we're going back to bubbles. You know, certainly not a centralized one and almost definitely not regionalized ones. the bubble concept to me still feels like sort of like something that the league can keep in their back pocket, that if, you know, there are outbreaks and they want to try to keep playing, but the virus is, if just too many guys are catching it and it's too disruptive, maybe it's something at a certain point they could do to sort of save their season. But it's certainly not a preferred choice for anybody. For one, it's really expensive for the league to do it. And two, the players don't want to go back and do it again.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's a hard time to be cut off from the rest of the world. But the league is going to have to come up with what their protocols are when players test positive. Do they immediately cancel games? What sort of testing and what negatives do they have to say? I mean, there's a lot for them. I assume they haven't negotiated all that yet.
Yeah, that stuff's being talked about. It's been discussed. You know, I mean, look, they knew they were going to come into this problem for months, right? So this isn't, they're not at the 1 yard line on this, just starting. They've pushed on this and tried to come up with plans, and they're, you know, they earned, I think, a little bit of a goodwill with how exhaustive their bubble protocols were. But it's funny, yeah, I was talking to a GM about this. For as strange as like the way last season ended and you know, the Lakers holding trophy in the middle of a court with nobody around, celebrating with nobody around, and how bizarre all of that was.
Yeah.
This is going to be the weird season.
That's saying a lot. Dan, I've got to end it there, but thank you so much. Wow, that this one's going to be the weird one. Dan Wiecke, a national NBA writer for the Los Angeles Times. Just want to update you that the Associated Press has called Proposition 18 as having failed. Proposition 18 would have allowed 17-year-olds to vote in primaries if they would be turning 18 in time for the general election that year. But the Associated Press has called that as going down to defeat 55% of California voters voting no as of the current tabulation on Prop 18. Still uncalled, Prop 14, Prop 15, and Prop 19. Stay tuned. Film Week is coming up next here on KPCC.